first Shomer is Potter. If it died Kedakoi, or in anything that happened to it, if it would have still been by the first Shomer, that the first Shomer would have been Potter, he's still Potter. Rabbi Yechanan on the Chayiv, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Yechayiv, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. We'll soon see why. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Letaimei de Rav, according to Rav Tam, that Rav says what? That you're Potter. So Abaye says, Loi mi boy, not only if the case is that a Shomer Chinam Shemos L'Shomer Sochor, if the first Shomer was a free Shomer, was a Shomer Chinam, he wasn't paid. So you only have to watch it a certain amount. If he gives it over to a Shomer Sochor, so there we could hear, the Eluye Elayu L'Shmirosei, he gave it over even to a better person. Because the second person is being paid to watch it even better. So for sure I would understand that the first Shomer is Potter. But Abaye says no, a bigger Chiddush. Elo afilu, but even in the case, elo afilu shomer socher shemos al shomer chinam. Even if the first shomer was paid, he was a shomer socher. Now, when he gives it over to a second shomer chinam, still the first shomer is potter. Even though the geruye gari l'shmirasai, even though he took it down a level, he made the shmira now less. A shomer chinam doesn't have to watch it so strong as a shomer socher. He's not getting paid for it. Still, the first shomer is potter. In the case when it died, or something happened to it, that it would have been potter even by the first shomer. Why? What's the svara? My time. What's the reason? To her master the ben das, because I call upon him. The first shomer gave it over to a second shomer. That's a bar das. He has teichel. He's normal. He'll watch it. So since like you put someone in your place, to the same way you were going to watch it, this person is going to watch it. So you weren't a pasheya the first shomer. At all times you have somebody watching it. Therefore you potter. That's Rav svara. Now, all the time of Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan's time, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, the first Shomer is Chayiv, the fact he gave it away to the second Shomer. So Abaye says, Loi mi boy, not only in the case of a Shomer Socha Shemos L'Shomer Chinam, the Guru Yigar L'Shomer also that he made it less, but Ela, but rather, Bigger Chiddush, Ela Afiru, but even, Shomer Chinam Shemos L'Shomer Socha, even if the first Shomer was only a Shomer Chinam. And now he gave it over to the second Shomer, he gave it over to a Shomer Socher, that he's paying him now. The Eluye Elai L'Shmirosai, that the Shomer Socher is even a bigger Shomer, he made a better Shmir upon it, still Chayiv. If something happens to this ox now, it dies, the first Shomer is Chayiv. What's the reason why? Rabbi Yechon holds the Omalei, that the owner has a right to say to the Shomer, Ein Ritzoini Shehe B'Kedoini B'Yadacher, I do not want my Pekod and my object to be in the hands of somebody else. Like I did not give you permission to give it away. Therefore, you're chayiv, you're like a pesheya. And Tosis learns of Shatir, so he says, Eliyesh Lema, Tahatamhu, what's the reason why you're chayiv? Tahatamhu dechoshev chilu pirishloi. It's as if the owner spoke it out to the first shomer and told him, Shin yeshanim midaitai, if you're going to change from my das, in other words, if you're going to give it over to somebody else, it's as if you're pashay, it's your negligence that caused something to happen. Anytime we could say it was because it was by the second shomer that it died, therefore the first shomer is chayiv. So he says, because it's like a svara, the owner told the first shomer, it's as if he spoke out, I'm giving it to you, you should watch. But ein ritzoini shepudoni v'yadachar, I do not want my pekodim to be in somebody else's rishus. Therefore, if you give it over, yishna, you're going to be chayiv. This is the way Abaye learns. Omer Rav Chizda said, now yishna, hod the Rav. That Rav said, a shomer, shemosel a shomer, is potter, lav the ferish itmar. He didn't really speak it out clearly. Ela miklolo. Only from a cloud, I mean, since he said something, you could understand this way. And we'll soon see, maybe it's wrong then. Because the case was, Tehanu Ginoi. They were gardeners. Ginoi people that work in the garden. The whole yearn every day, have a Mifkadei Mirayu, Gabo the Hisafta. There were a few gardeners together that used to always put their knife, they cut down their Rechweiz Lomao, their Mirayu, their knife. Gabo Hisafta used to give it to this old lady, his grandmother, to watch it for them. Now they used to trust her, she should watch it for them. Yom Echad, it happened one day, after Dinu L'Gabi Chad Menayu, that these three gardeners, instead of giving it to the old lady, one day they gave it to one of themselves. One of the three took it upon himself to watch it. Apadil Lagaba the who is. So now also this person, the one of these three that accepted to watch it today, also he went after Dina Lagaba the Husafta. Later on his own he went and gave it over to the grandmother, the one they always give it to. And the also in the meantime, the also and Ignov Marayu. When this Shema went away, now somebody stole it from the grandmother, from the Safta. So now Osla came with the Rav, they came in front of Rav, Upotre. And Rav says the first Shema is Potter. He doesn't have to pay. So, Man Dechaz, the one that saw the story, Sava, the one that saw it, thought that why did Rav say the first Shema is Potter? Mishem Shema Shemasla Shema Potter. Because that's the same Allah of all over. Anytime one Shema gives it over to another Shema, as long as the second Shema is a Bardas, the first one is always Potter, because he put somebody in his place. He got a replacement. But the Gemara says, Shinova, Lohi, it's not true. If this is the only proof, there's no proof. Because Shani Hossam, here it's much different. So, Chol Yoyma Nami Inu Gufayu, Gaba the Ahi Safta, Heavy Mr. Delhu. Again, because every day, these other people used to also give their Marayu, their knife, to this lady. So in other words, even though today they gave it to one of them, that he should be the Shema, but now when this Shema gives it over to that lady, here he's Potter. Because here we, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, because here you can't say this story of Ein Ritzoni, Sheh Begdeinu Biyadachar, that they don't want their knife to be in the hands of this lady. No, because every day they give it to her. So in this case, the Shema has the right to give it over to her, because they know for sure they're happy with her. But maybe in other places, though, it would be chayiv. Therefore, this is the only proof that Rav said it. It could be Rav never meant it. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Ami was sitting down, he sent over this halacha. Eisve Rav Abba Bamamu Rav Ami. So Rav Abba Bamamu asked a question on Rav Ami. It says, Na Mishnah,